Sports Talk Chicago with Joey Christopoulos is brought to you by...
Injured in an accident? That's no game. But you can bet those insurance companies are going to play dirty to keep that cash from you. What you need is a most valuable player on your team. MVP Injury Law has been bringing home the gold for their clients for over 30 years. No win, no fee. MVPinjurylaw.com. We'll get you the gold.
312-883-9500-MVP.
MVPinjurylaw.com. We'll get you the gold.
Welcome to Sports Talk Chicago. And now, with your host, Joey Christopoulos.
White Sox news I can actually talk about and be excited for. For those of you that have not been following the trades, Justin Ishbia, currently Winnetka native. Also, him and his brother Matt own the Phoenix Suns, own the Phoenix Mercury. Hedge fund billionaires. Justin Ishbia had on the table an opportunity to take over and perhaps one day be the majority owner of the Minnesota Twins. Talks broke down because the Chicago White Sox negotiated, convinced, whatever you want to call it, provided an opportunity for Justin Ishbia to increase his minority share in the White Sox. And what does this mean? To be very simple, White Sox fans, this means Justin Ishbia has just become the front runner to be the succession plan for Jerry Reinsdorf. And for the first time in a very long time, I feel a ray of hope and optimism, a perhaps a light at the end of the tunnel. Why and what does this mean? So, Justin Ishbia is increasing his minority stake ownership in the Chicago White Sox. It does not mean that he owns more of the team right now than Jerry Reinsdorf. Jerry owns, I believe, about 19.8% of the team. I could be wrong by a couple percentage points. Forgive me. But what this means is by increasing his ownership stake in the team, Justin Ishbia is eventually putting himself in position to therefore take a little bit more on as the years go on. And if Jerry were to ever want to sell the team, Jerry is also 89 years old. If the Reinsdorf family ever decided to sell the team, Justin Ishbia is in place to do that. The other part to keep in mind that's really important: the Chicago White Sox have talked about building the 78, which is a new stadium, which is a ballpark with a little bit of a neighborhood around it, trying to create its own version of Wrigleyville in the downtown loop area. In order to do that, a lot of reports are indicating that Justin Ishbia would be investing his own equity, his own private equity, into the 78. And I got news for you. The guy who's putting equity into a new stadium, into the neighborhood, that's the kind of guy that's going to be owning the team one day. Now, this isn't going to be happening overnight. This is probably going to take 3 or 5 years. But the great news is, as more as Ishbia's influence is prevalent throughout the Chicago White Sox organization, I think that the future can continue to get brighter moving forward. And just the concept of the Chicago White Sox are letting me just dream for a second. Because even with Jerry Reinsdorf, the idea of ever signing a $100 million player, I mean, it's dead in the water. It's just never going to happen. Andrew Benintendi and his $70-plus million will be the most expensive player that Jerry Reinsdorf will ever sign with the Chicago White Sox. But with a new owner, maybe they can sign X player. Maybe they can sign Y player. Maybe they'll be building up this young core of talent, and they've got some pitching. And maybe they have proven track record of then trading those young pitchers. Maybe we'll go out the window. Because for the Chicago White Sox, as mediocre as they have been over the last 10 or 12 years, they've developed Chris Sale, Dylan Cease, Garrett Crochet. All those guys, guess what, traded in their prime. All those dudes still pitching at a high level right now. All those dudes could literally be in the Chicago White Sox rotation. But they're not, because Jerry wouldn't sign them to a contract, a long-term contract. I mean, this is huge for the Chicago White Sox. Justin Ishbia, just so you know, his brother Matt, who owns the Phoenix Suns, by the way, is paying Bradley Beal $50+ million right now. He traded for Kevin Durant. He gave a max contract to Devin Booker and DeAndre Ayton. They are not afraid to spend money on talent in order to try and win. And with the Chicago White Sox right now, unfortunately, they're basically just a farm organization harvesting and raising up young kids that will eventually be traded for more young kids, rinse and repeat, much like the Pittsburgh Pirates. There is no, well, let's let the kids come up and get really good and then they'll become the core of the team and then we'll sign them to long-term contracts. That doesn't happen in Chicago. They tried it once when they traded for Aloy. They traded for Yoan Moncada. They signed international money for Luis Robert and then gave them money way too soon because they tried to get them under market value. Of course, all those players signed up for it and all those players, you know, I'm not going to get into their heads, but let's be honest. Are you going to say Yoan Moncada had the passion and the fire to get better, to stay healthy, to do whatever it takes in the offseason to be able to play 140 games? I'm skeptical. I wonder why. He got a bunch of money without doing anything in the league. It was a backwards method to try and undercut the market. But with this new ownership in Justin Ishbia, possibly investing in a 78, a new stadium, a lot of incentive to get good very quickly. He has a track record with his brother of spending money to get a team up to a base level of competition. The future is bright for the Chicago White Sox. Now, again, how long will this take? Probably a little fluid, maybe 3 to 5 years, who knows? But Ishbia can lock in the Chicago White Sox with this minority stake ownership. I mean, we could start locking him in to at least keeping the White Sox in Chicago, up the odds for a brand new stadium, create an actual optimistic, bright future towards a world where the Chicago White Sox actually re-enter the land of reality, the land of the living, in a competitive marketplace of the current MLB landscape. I mean, there isn't just a fait accompli if Justin Ishbia took over as owner of when the Chicago White Sox will sign a player for over $100 million. There could honestly be an offseason where the Chicago White Sox could spend upwards of $400 to $600 million in one offseason on long-term contracts for several players. Think about that, White Sox fans. That was a dream that was never going to come true. And now with Justin Ishbia possibly being in position to one day take over the franchise and be the majority owner of the Chicago White Sox, that dream is alive once more, and it is good news on the South Side.
Injured in an accident? That's no game, but you can bet those insurance companies are going to play dirty to keep that cash from you. What you need is a most valuable player on your team. MVP Injury Law has been bringing home the gold for their clients for over 30 years. No win, no fee. MVPinjurylaw.com. We'll get you the gold.
312-883-9500 MVP.
MVPinjurylaw.com. We'll get you the gold.